Hello, welcome to PHP BB Weekly, episode number 103 for Saturday, April 4th, 2009. It's a brand new month, and we are cleaning up from the... I didn't make too big of a mess here last week with all the chocolate cake and cooking and all that fun stuff. And it was very good, too. Anyway, we're back on track today for PHP BB Weekly, the weekly live podcast. Talks all about the PHP BB bulletin board stuff. We're at phpbb.com, and I am your co-host, Douglas Bell.
And I am Wake Up Michael Cottingham.
Well, you've learned from David well, Michael.
Well, actually, I kind of need to wake up because I got to sleep at like 3 and then woke up at 11:30.
Like I said, you learn from David well. Thing is, he's on my time zone, so he goes to sleep at like 3 and gets up like 2 minutes before the show starts, almost at 9 o'clock. For us. So, let's get you some coffee or something. Yeah. PHP Weekly is a weekly live podcast, and we every Saturday, and we hope you'll join us. Our number to call 724-444-7444, the call ID number 12418. You can call in and join us live on the show or come into our usually active chat room at talkshoe.com while we're live. Or you can go onto IRC, either into the very messy PHP BB coding chat room because everyone is throwing things at each other in there. Or you can go to our calmer PHP BB Weekly channel. Both those on freenode.net, and again, stream the show live on our website, phpbbweekly.net. I got a lot of interesting feedback from the April Fool's episode from last week, the BB Gourmet, Cooking for Your Community. And I know, Michael, you sent me an email saying you just couldn't stop laughing.
Yep.
Even David gave me interesting remarks on that. And yeah, I don't really want to do another bulletin board weekly parody like we did V Bulletin Weekly in 2008, especially if I have to do it by myself. That just got a little bit awkward. So what kind of crazy, even crazier thing could I do other than reciting lines from Macbeth, which was my other idea because I was in my... For some reason, I was in my school play of Macbeth last weekend. It feels like a long time ago. In the middle of that and trying to put together a chocolate cake was no easy task. I spent like an hour preparing for the show last week. but, you know, April Fool's Day has been going on all week. Well, last Wednesday was the big day of April Fool's Day. Did you have any interesting April Fool's encounters, Michael?
Not really.
No?
No.
Didn't try to pull any pranks?
No. I stayed quiet and pretty much everyone else did too. It was kind of boring, actually.
Yeah. I know on Patrick O'Keefe's blog, Managing Communities, he talked about some of the jokes they pulled. On phpbbhacks.com, he announced that PHPBB2 support was coming to an end on the site. Which turned out not to be, which would be an April Fool's joke, but...
Oh, it should have been true.
Oh, I just sense some bias there. He had his photoshopforms.com site where he announced plans to only support Photoshop CS4. Any questions had to relate to Photoshop CS4. If you posted for any other versions, it would be locked and you'd be banned. That would be evil. There was a site where they essentially gave all logged in members access to the admin panel, and that was one we that Star Trek guy did 2 years ago. I'm sure have you seen that, Michael? The Star Trek guide fake admin panel?
No, I didn't.
I will have to give you a link. ACP. You just keep. Here, I'll paste it in the TalkShoe chat room. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, just go there and just keep clicking on links, and it gets funnier and funnier.
Okay.
And so there's a lot of onion style humor going around. Google I don't know if you saw their new autopilot feature for Gmail. Essentially, a thing where it analyzes the patterns that you normally use to send out messages, and it will automatically reply on your behalf to other people's messages. Which is quite clever, except that a lot of the automated replies were very silly. And I love the frequently asked question: what happens if a sender and recipient both have autopilot on? Two Gmail accounts can happily converse with each other for up to 3 messages each. Beyond that, our experiments have shown a significant decline in the quality ranking of autopilot's responses, and further messages may commit you to dinner parties or baby namings in which you have no interest. Oh boy. How you doing on that admin panel there, Michael?
Just click through until it said the end.
Exactly. Oh, every time I want... My favorite part there is how you can choose between the Pro Silver and Sub Silver and Min Panel styles.
Yeah.
I like that. What else was big this week? ThinkGeek had a lot of fun products. They had their buzzword speech recognition wristband. and my favorite was the USB Pet Rock. That sounds like fun. Just simply plug the USB cable into a free port and let the fun begin. It works with all past, present, and future operating systems because it doesn't draw and it's environmentally friendly because it doesn't draw any power whatsoever. that's the kind of thing that I would want to have, actually.
Yeah.
There's apparently a site called Laminator. Where you can, for website owners, they can add a bit of shine, and it adds a 100% waterproof guarantee to your website, so that your website will never go down.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if I can laminate. I'm curious to know if I can laminate phpbb.com here. It's a slow. Boy, this machine is slow. Shucks. The request has been queued. What the hey? Okay, whatever. So I can purchase a laminated version of his site. That's weird. There was Woopra is a this is the one that this is the only one that I actually got fooled. Woopra is a site that does stats mostly for WordPress blogs. And they announced launched the world's first webcam spy feature for websites. Essentially, the ability when other people are viewing a website, you can remotely turn on their webcam without them knowing it, and you can actually then get an actual look at the users visiting your website. And they said that they picked this up from existing government technology that have been able to do this and making it available to the general public, and I hate to say it, I actually fell for it at first.
Yeah, I know there's some cameras that have a nice little blue light that comes on when you turn them on.
Yeah,
so you know that they're on.
Yeah,
or red light. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I'm gonna say that MacBooks have the green light next to its webcam.
Yeah. But I do know that there is work being done on exploit writing that allows the bad guys to turn on your webcam and record you.
Oh, dear. Hasn't happened yet, but I have to keep an eye on that green light. But, see, that's why we'll never ever do video streaming for PHP BB Weekly, because We normally have just woken up by the time we start recording. We are not yet. Even right now, I am not yet publicly presentable. I hide behind the microphone.
Yeah. Same here.
This was an interesting thing. It wasn't actually an April Fool's joke. It was a mistake, but this was from my school. A lot of admissions decisions came out this week, and UC San Diego had a weird thing where they sent acceptance letters to all 46,000 students in their acceptance pool.
Hmm.
And they had to send out a thing later on saying, whoopsie, administrative error. We accessed the wrong database.
Oops. That, I'm sure caused a lot of problems.
Yeah, it was. It was weird because, you know, I had a couple of schools that I was applying to say they would release the decision April 1st, but they ended up releasing it on Tuesday night. I guess they decided that they did not want to make it seem like an April Fool's joke, particularly considering mm-hmm. that a lot of colleges have like a record low acceptance percentage. You know, Stanford just down here had only 7.6%. Brown and Yale were like 5.5%. It's really, 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 really competitive this year. So it was crazy. So that's been the weird stuff. And, of course, I don't know why. I was actually not expecting Star Trek Guide to do any April Fool's jokes this year because of Dave and Francis being so busy. But they pulled off another Deck 15 again.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Huh?
I noticed that. David got me.
He got you too.
Yeah. That's right. I got him too. So.
I got a topic reply notification on an email. Clicked it, and it launched, took me into Deck 15. yeah, and so I got it like very early on. It was actually the Tuesday night before, I believe.
Yeah.
That I got.
Yeah, that's when David got me. I thought it was kind of mean.
Yeah, so I put up a thing saying, "Boy, what a fine time for Gonculator to go on vacation." Because he's the one that rescued everybody last year, but he hasn't done it yet. I'm still stuck. I still don't know when they. I'd love to know when they designed this theme. And of course, this theme is apparently one of the bonus themes if you donate to Star Trek Guide. But sheesh. Is there any way of finding out how many people they have assimilated?
I don't know. I've already changed my theme back to an alt theme. So.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I haven't bothered. It's just too cool to look at. I think. Weird. Well, the problem is, then I go to any other forum and I keep thinking I'm in the Deck 15 forum. So. Anyway, it's been April Fool's Day, just a lot of fun, and, you know, we had, the internets are crazy. you just can't rely on anything during April Fool's Day anymore. And even every year, I promise myself, I will never, ever fall for one. And every year, there's something that fools me. I expect Google's jokes, and they had their Katie thing, cognitive autoheuristic distributed intelligence entity, which apparently is like this artificial intelligence experiment that Google has gone wrong. But I wound up going this Blogger blog that they transformed into like the worst MySpace style page ever. I was like, oh my gosh, sick, absolutely sick. Boy, the people at Google just don't have enough time on their hands.
Yeah.
I wonder how hard it was for them to design a terrible website. Oh, boy. Anyway, we could go on like this forever, but let's move on. I'll have to stop looking at this. 2 weeks ago, the mod team released the next release candidate of UMIL, Unified Mod Install Library. We might as well cover this new release. And, of course, this was David's real pet project within the mod teams. He's done a lot of work on it, which really helps to fill the need of doing certain things in PHP v3 that used to have to be done with do-it-yourself instructions, like adding modules, permissions, database tables, things like that. I guess it's essentially like it's like a framework for just creating like an install file that executes those various instructions. So there's a new release candidate out, and I don't know how much you know about it, Michael.
Not a whole lot, because I just haven't had time to work on my mods yet. but hopefully this summer I will get back to my mods.
If Daly were here, he would tell us, you know, every single thing that's changed and everything that's been improved and with this new release candidate. But I got to say, it took me a while to understand what it was, and it's very... I'm quite excited about it. It's really clearing up... The one times I tried modding for PHP BB3, it was like, I have to tell users how to add an admin control panel to the ACP now. And I don't like it, and I'm glad to see that they've got a tool to solve that issue. You sent me an email this week about a topic you wanted to cover, which had to do with some garbage about supposed PHP BB3 vulnerabilities that you wanted to set the record straight on. So
okay. Well, let's start back in 2008. Mm-hmm. With this blog entry, which I'll post in the chat in just a second. I'm sure you remember, it's the exploits from the crypt, let's put them back.
Yes.
That was in July, which was a while ago. Someone that goes by the handle of Thor, THOR,
mm-hmm.
posted about a supposed... zero-day XSS in private messages. And he was saying that the F parameter in the private messages is susceptible to XSS. Of course, it was immediately disproven, and we thought it was over. We contacted various, let them know, all that good stuff. Well, fast forward back to March 4th, and it is up. It got put up on to this site called Security Focus.
Mm-hmm.
So it went from it was. He claimed it was in version 3.0.2 because 3.0.3 was released, or 3.0.4 was released in December, and now here we are in March 4th, and he claims it in 3.0.4, even though it was just proven.
Mm-hmm.
And see, it looks like he's just kind of caused trouble here. Mm-hmm. So on that site, you will see that it says retired in all caps.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is bogus.
Yeah.
And, like I said, there's a blog entry that explains it. There's, of course, the updates afterwards. And he just claims that it's in the updates, even though it can't possibly be. And there was even a user that had their web host contact them and say, oh, you're using a vulnerable version. You need to make sure that they have it fixed. And it looks like the web host didn't even bother to check on whether or not it was valid. So, this guy is just kind of trying to cause trouble, and it looks like it's working, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just wanted to set the record straight and let people know that's not true, and it's just garbage.
Now, how does one try to deal with, people that can make, as anyone can make a claim, that there is a security hole in something? I'm just going to say the current version of Envision Powerboard has a hole that lets people abduct other people through a transporter beam. I don't know if I was that everywhere. If you are using Envision Powerboard, then your family is at risk. How does one stop that? How does one combat that issue?
One of the things that we have done, I say we because I'm on the super secret security team, is, we put out that blog post back in 2008.
Yeah.
And, I wasn't involved in the blog post, but the blog post was put out. And we've gone through, and whenever that topic has come up, like that most recent one with the user and the web host, we sat there and tried to explain that it was not vulnerable, and just combat it with PR, basically.
Hmm. Okay, and that's pretty much all you can do, I guess.
Yeah, if it's not vulnerable, then all you can do is claim that it's not vulnerable and show proof that it's not vulnerable, which is what we've done to get it off of the Security Focus. It looks like Security Focus actually look at the vulnerabilities before they post them, which, I mean, I can somewhat understand because they just have such a large volume and they don't always have the software or the hardware set up to do that. I understand it. But if you are going to post it and then you have to turn right around and say, oh, this is bogus because the person that submitted it didn't know what they're doing, it just makes you look bad. So, in that regard, I think Security Focus needs to change the way they do some things. Slapping a retired in front of the subject is not, in my opinion, good enough.
Yeah.
I think they need to write
bogus.
This is not, write bogus. This is not vulnerable because, and take off the vulnerable section. If you go to that page again, you can see it still claims that
all PHP releases are vulnerable.
Yeah. And, none of them are vulnerable. So I think they need to fix that as well.
How does one make up an exploit? Seems to me they're hard enough to identify in reality. How does one just make it up?
I guess you just sit there and look at like the F parameter in this one and say, oh, I can maybe put something in there and then not really bother to check. Because if he had looked at the code, he would have seen that no, I can't do anything with it because it is cast to an int. It is it's passed through the request var function and
maybe it's without looking at the other functions that are hidden in the includes directory, that are in separate files.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you want to go and research it, you would have to trace the code.
Yeah.
But for this, it doesn't take very long. The actual code that is involved is, I don't know, 4 or 5 lines. So it's, it shouldn't take that long to actually go and verify it before you stick your foot in your mouth. But I'm guessing this person just wanted to cause trouble.
Probably. How many times? What would you deal with? I know this has probably happened before. PHPBB mods that have published vulnerabilities that are then attributed to the main PHPBB code base when it really is just the fault of a particular mod.
Yes, and that's happened before, one time with a very well-known anti-PHPBB person. And his own fork turned out to be vulnerable. And when he got owned, he blamed it on our code, even though it was code he added. And so it's difficult to make people understand that it isn't the core code because XYZ, and even though you give them proof, they still blame you. So people that are bent on blaming you regardless are not going to be able to understand or want to understand, rather, that it's their fault. They don't want to accept responsibility because they are mad at you. They are, they just want to cause trouble.
There's like a Mark Twain quote. It's hard to get someone to understand something when their salary depends upon them not understanding it.
Exactly.
I love that quote. For a user that has a web host who doesn't get that some of these so-called exploits are BS, what would that user do to convince their web host that, yes, everything is okay?
This particular user in question did the right thing by coming to us and asking. That was the right thing to do. And then we can provide them links, we can provide them code, snippets. You know, they can go back to the web host and say, look, they claim it's not vulnerable. Why do you claim it's vulnerable? And oftentimes, the web host doesn't know what they're doing and just saw something up on Security Focus or Full Disclosure or Bug Track and say, oh, this is vulnerable, and they didn't even bother to look at it. And that's a lot of what people do when they try to fire at PHPB and say, oh, you have 30 exploits for your code, and they just search in Google for PHPB exploits.
Uh-huh.
They don't bother looking at them. Mm-hmm. So if you look at them, you will see it's bogus.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's people that are bent on causing trouble again.
Does it have something to probably do with how much do you think the PHPBB2, past security issues, and Santi Worm and all that, how much does you think that legacy still affects PHPBB at this point?
I think some of it does. And part of that is justified. People are scared of more problems.
Mm-hmm.
But, and here's the big but. The fix for the Santi Worm was fixed an entire month before Santi Worm came out.
Mm-hmm.
And people did not patch for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And that caused a lot of problems.
Mm.
And so, I think part of that is justified, just because people are afraid of problems again. But PHPB3 is an entirely different animal. It's gone through security audit. It's gone through, like I said, I'm on the security team, and I've gone through and looked at code and have found a couple of things myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so those have been fixed. 3.0.4, I don't know of anything, and I can say that with a reasonable certainty because I'm on the security team. And so, people need to pay attention when we say, okay, here's the link, here's the code, and here's why it's not vulnerable.
Mm.
And they just don't want to see that. And that's most of the problem, I think, is they don't want to see it.
Mm-hmm. Now, 3.0.4 does I think still have one issue. It's not a code issue, but with the we talked about 2 months ago with the CAPTCHA at the same time as the PHPBB.com outage, and we saw right away that the development team was putting new stuff in for a new CAPTCHA that come out in 3.0.5. So it's a little bit baffling to me why it's taking so long for another release of PHPBB3 to come out. And I'm sure you're not on the team, so I don't know if you have inside information. But we're getting to the point where it's been 4 months now since the last release. I'm just kind of wondering. It's not a security thing, although I'm sure for a lot of people who try to keep spam bots off their board, it gets a little annoying at this point.
Yeah. And like I said, I'm not on the team, so I'm not privy to that information.
Yeah, me neither. So let's speculate.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I'm not sure what's taking them so long to release the next version. I haven't really been paying attention to the commits, so I don't know if they are fixes or what the deal is. Like I said, the visual confirmation is not a security issue.
Mm-hmm.
It may seem like one. But I do think that the next feast at some point soon.
Mm. Certainly hope so, because they have not really gone, I don't think they've gone this long, but much longer than this in between PHP and BB3 releases. I mean, we've only had a year and a little bit of some past experience in their frequency, but I hope to see another release very soon. I think we probably exhausted that topic at this point, unless you have anything else you wanted to say.
No.
All right. Keep an eye out before you. Don't listen to the boy who cries wolf until you verify that there is indeed a wolf.
Yes.
do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to, where did I put it? Let's go to our Mon style of the week as we start to close out the show. David must be so jealous. We have such short shows ever since he left.
Does that mean I'm doing a good job or a bad job?
I don't know. We haven't had a lot to talk about recently. The teams have been quiet. It's been all quiet on the Western Front, so we just talk what we got. Last week, the cake cooking went a lot faster than I expected. Anyway, the mod of the week is Save Full Drafts by Asinshesk. And this is actually it's a recent submission just about a week ago, but this is actually quite clever. Essentially, it enhances the ability of drafts in PHPBB3 so that now when you save drafts, you can actually preserve any attachments or polls or anything else you've added. The current PHPBB3 approach only saves the title and the message when you save a draft. Everything else that was part of your original post is gone. And in order to get the draft back, you actually have to do this process of loading the draft into a new post, as opposed to just simply viewing or editing a draft, which does not involve posting it. Whereas this mod changes it so there's no longer a distinction between loading a draft or viewing and editing it. And it shows those draft posts on a list under different captions. If I was using PHPBB3, I'd love to take a closer look and get a better idea of how the mod works. And it's a pretty big mod. It's about 45 minutes to install manually, so you might want to download AutoMod for this one. However, I would definitely take a look at it if you use drafts a lot, or if your users use drafts a lot. And who knows, maybe the development team can take a look at it for the future. We'll have to see. I know Asinshesk does great mods ever since PHPBB2 and now for PHPBB3, so check it out. Save Full Drafts by Asinshesk. And then the style of the week. I know I have done a lot of styles from this author recently, but it's now spring. It's my spring break, and so I thought I just wanted to pick a style with a spring theme, and this one is really cool. It's called Spring Flowers. And it's a gorgeous theme based on Pro Silver, but it has a very nice header image that default that has some very pretty flowers in the background, so little butterflies there. It's a very beautiful theme, and it also uses flowers for the icons, for the new post icons, although how you're supposed to tell which ones are new and which ones are not, I'm not entirely sure. It's got use of bright green colors. It's got a nice little grassy border surrounding the fixed width Pro Silver. And then, of course, a nice little static green gradient in the background. So it's a very nice theme. Bilster Styles designed it for called Spring Flowers. Boy, this really gets you into the spring mood. It's warming me up right now because it's pretty cold around here where I am. So it's very nice. So yeah, those are the mod styles of the week. And David just dropped in the chat room. Hi, David. We were just talking about how jealous you'll be of us having short shows. By the way, I thought we were busy working. Why? What's the deal with Deck 15? While you and Francis are busy working, what's the deal with that? I'd love to find out. Also, our poll question of the week is left over from last week. It's going to keep going through next Saturday. The question is: what recipe should be featured on the next episode of BB Gourmet, if there ever is one? And I had so much fun coming up with the answers for this. The choices are user permissions parfaits, Envision Power Brownies, Yummy Apple Blueberry Bars, or YABB, Deck 15 Donuts, or some poisonous recipe with V-Bulletin added to it. So far, the poisonous recipe with V-Bulletin added to it is winning. V-Bulletin obviously is the ingredient that makes it poisonous. Or you can also submit your own suggestion by voting in the other category. So, David is excited for the Deck 15 donuts, I think. Go on to phpbbweekly.net. You can vote in the sidebar on there. Okay, and speaking of that, our website is also the place you can go to find show notes, links to all the April Fool's jokes we mentioned, as well as other topics that we have discussed. All that on our website, and of course our past episodes. Go to thestartrekguide.com. Avoid Deck 15, but head to the PHP BB Weekly forum for discussion of stuff on our show, anything else you want to talk about. And I'm really going to try to see if we can get some guests to join us sometime this month, because we are in... It would be nice to get some new guests on. It's been a long time since we last had one. So stay tuned for news on that. Our next episode will be next Saturday, April 11th, episode number 104, same time, noon Eastern time, 1600 UTC time. And I hope you'll join us for that. And that's it for this episode. I'm Douglas Bell.
And I'm Mike Cunningham.
And it is spring break, and we're very excited. Remember, a successful community begins with you. Tag.
Tag.
You're it.
You're it.
See you next week. Bye, everybody.